Haynes for Randy Kaufman's Lady Warriors of Riverdale, 33-0, looking for a 34-0 perfect regular season, which would be the second time that they have done that in school history, and winning that national championship back in 2013 along with the national championship as well. John and I will talk much more about that, have some pregame thoughts from Coach Randy Kaufman about Memphis Central. We have had the opportunity to see Memphis Central, obviously, so we'll have some thoughts on that as well. And state tournament game is just a few minutes away here. Plus, it's Championship Saturday on News Radio WGNS later on this evening at 7 o'clock pregame. It's the Middle Tennessee Blue Raider men's basketball team taking on Marshall, trying to win their second Conference USA title and get back to the big dance and do something that hasn't been done ever at Middle Tennessee, and that's go win 30 games in the regular season. They already made history yesterday for the most wins in school history with 29, so let's make it a good even number going into the NCAA tournament. Looking forward to Chip Walters' call of that one tonight right here on the radio. But first, we'll see if we can do it here on the high school level with Riverdale taking on Memphis Central. Your Rick's Barbecue County Roundup is coming up here in just a moment.
Murfreesboro Electric Department's history goes back to 1939. Back then, just 14 employees worked to bring our beautiful city into the electric era, building miles of new power line and helping residents set up cutting-edge electrical appliances in their homes. This is Amy Byers with Murfreesboro Electric Department, serving our friends and neighbors around the clock to bring you reliable electric service and the quickest response time possible.
Murfreesboro Electric, my hometown power.
Toots. Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurants, and we've been in business for over 30 years, and one of our favorite specials that everybody has to try when they come to Toots is our fried dill pickle chips. You can get a small or large basket served with our homemade ranch dressing or homemade blue cheese dressing. Fried dill pickle chips. Try them today at Toots. Toots. At Broad Street at Medical Center Parkway, on Church Street at Veterans Parkway, or on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Jacqueline Webb King with Webb Aesthetic Plastic Surgery and Med Spa, where expertise meets artistry.
From your first moment inside Webb Aesthetic Plastic Surgery and Med Spa, you can see and feel the difference. Dr. Shane Webb is a board-certified plastic surgeon right here in Murfreesboro who works one-on-one with our patients to achieve the kind of results only a true artist can attain. With world-renowned cosmetic training, you can expect only the best in plastic surgery and med spa experience. Please visit our website at drshanewebb.com. Webb Aesthetic Plastic Surgery and Med Spa, where expertise meets artistry.
As the official photographer for many of our local schools, we'd like to remind you that Loveless Photography takes wonderful action pictures from the sports games as well as school concerts, graduations, proms, choir events, and more. If it was a school event, Loveless was probably there. And the photos can be viewed and purchased at lovelessphotography.com. There are many galleries, so spend some time discovering all the photos and pay special attention to Gallery 2 and 3. That's lovelessphotography.com, 615-890-1558.
Get you a better State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Monty King. I'm that State Farm agent, 220-2210.
Get to a better State Farm.
Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life. I'm State Farm agent Andy Wama. Let me help get you to a better state by handling your auto, home, and life insurance. 890-0850.
Winners Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winners Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, winnerstrophy@comcast.net. That's winnerstrophy@comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winners Trophies, 904-6002.
Get to a better State Farm.
The DirecTV by Intersource pregame show.
Intersource.
DirecTV by Intersource.
Your trusted source for entertainment.
DirecTV by Intersource. 615-815-1800 and online at intersource.tv.
Time for your Rick's Barbecue County Roundup. Here in girls basketball, we are only rounding up one team, and that's the Riverdale Lady Warriors. Rick's, by the way, has quality, fresh, never frozen pure meats. They smoke their meats the old-fashioned way, using real hickory wood on specially designed pits. From barbecue, smoked chicken, ribs, they're world famous, and they are. Loaded baked potatoes, they're ready to feed your hungry family tonight. They're at least our once-a-week go-to. And on Memorial Boulevard, their drive-thru. Rick's Barbecue, dine-in and drive-thru on Warrior Drive, online at ricksbbq.com. John, Riverdale has won 40-plus games in a row and gotten themselves back in the state championship game. Last year, they didn't have the expectations that they do this one, this time around.
No, I think you would probably have to say they probably came in that tournament a little bit of an underdog. And, boy, they just blitzed through it. So they don't have that advantage today. Everybody knows about them. And, of course, I don't think anybody's ever really forgotten what kind of program they have. But this time I think they're probably favored. And they've got to come out here and show what they've got. And I really believe they'll do that today.
2016, last year in the semifinals, Riverdale played Memphis Central and beat them 80-58. Both of these teams are obviously very different than they were last year. I don't know that the score will be that, but you know, last year's tournament run was something to behold. I mean, they were never challenged.
No, they were blowout after blowout, really.
And I've said this to numerous people. I think the state championship game, the best two teams in the state were in the region semifinals with, yeah, Blackman and Riverdale playing that night.
I do. I agree, too. And that was a great game, and Riverdale got through that. And once they did that, it seemed like, boy, all the pressure was off, and here we go.
Memphis Central had kind of an up-and-down year a little bit. I mean, they only had six losses, but they got upset in the district tournament, but they were able to fight their way back through the region tournament and get to the championship game, where they lost to Houston, the team that Riverdale beat yesterday. They lost that game 61-54. But then in the sectional game, they turn around and beat Mumford 53-29. And coming in here to this tournament, John, they have beaten Oak Ridge, and then in the first round game, and then the yesterday versus Dixon County to get here. And the thing that's kind of scary about them is this stat in scoring offense here in the district, or in the state tournament. Memphis Central has put up 73 points. They're averaging 73 points a game in the state tournament. Riverdale averaging 72.
That's pretty close, yeah.
Top two scoring teams in the tournament.
Can't get much closer than that, but I don't know. I just think Riverdale, if they kick it in gear in another phase of defense, I really think they can hold them. I think if it is low scoring, Riverdale's going to win this game.
What if it's high scoring?
You know, I think Riverdale's going to win this game.
You know, Riverdale typically, and it's been the case this year, when they've scored in the 50s, those games have been close. If it's 60s and 70s, they've not necessarily been so close in their wins. And
well, I guess what I meant was, if it's low scoring, they hold the opponent.
Right.
I believe Riverdale offensively will be okay today. I do.
You know, as many points as they scored yesterday, it's hard to believe in that game versus Houston. They had a 3-point lead, 29-26.
Yeah.
Going into the second half, but they exploded in the third quarter. You know, it's almost like this team needs a challenge to take it to yet another level, and they seem to be able to dig down and find those extra levels when they really, really need it.
That's why I don't think they're going to need a challenge today. They're here. This is the state finals. You're the state champion. You win this game. I think it's already put in their head, this is the game. So I don't know that they're going to need that extra boost today like they would probably in other games. But yesterday, I think Coach Kaufman, I wasn't in the locker room at halftime, but I think he kind of spelled it right, and I think he went to that zone defense, and I thought that really paid off for him. and to be able to make adjustments. And basketball is a game of adjustments. If one team does one thing, you try to do something else, and that's what you've got to do as a coach. You've got to kind of outfox the other one, and I think that's what Coach Kaufman did yesterday.
Janae Stewart for Memphis Central is averaging 24.5 points per game, or 49 in her two games here in the tournament. So she will be something to behold here today, and I'm sure she has got the focus of Coach Kaufman and the Riverdale Lady Warriors. Meanwhile, for Riverdale, the top two scorers are Brene Alexander with 37 points here in the tournament in two games, and Anastasia Hayes with 33 points in the two games. And where Anastasia maybe is 85%, well, that extra 15%, Brene Alexander is added to her 100%, if you will, I think.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
She's really stepped up her game, in other words.
Yeah, and Anastasia and Brene, just as they did in last year's state tournament, are kind of leading the way with the Whittingtons just throwing it in there and playing with reckless abandon, and they're doing a great job as well. Don't want to take anything away from them. But Brene Alexander, this state tournament last year and this one this year, has stepped up her game in terms of A, not getting in foul trouble, B, really getting on the boards and doing, I mean, she had three people on her at times the other day, and she's picking up double teams down low. People know, opponents know what she can do underneath the basket. That's why she's always challenged underneath there. And that's why I think sometimes she does get in foul trouble. But today, and the last two games, she has been a workhorse, taking good shots and made good decisions with the basketball.
That's a look at your Rick's Barbecue County Roundup. What does Coach Randy Kaufman have to say about the challenge that his team will face today here from the Lady Warriors of Memphis Central?
Man, well coached. And we played that bunch last year. They're ridiculously athletic. Quicks everywhere. They play extremely hard. And, you know, it's going to be a grind. You know, we've got a tough task in front of us with Memphis Central. And, you know, we feel like maybe we've got some tough matchups for them as well. Well, last year they turned us over up here. You know, we've been really good with taking care of the ball. In our last game, we had 9 turnovers. So I'm just real proud of what Ace and Annie and Jalen Hulk and what our guards do. And they take care of the ball for us and don't turn it over. And then we get all those other things, like an Ace slashing, and Jalen knocking down a shot, Malaysia being offense off the bench and still taking care of the ball. So those things have been big. We're gonna have our hands full to say that because they're gonna get after you. They're gonna be as quick as our kids, and it's really gonna be a great championship game.
Thoughts from Coach Randy Kaufman there. He said a lot of things in that, John, and one of those that we haven't touched on is the turnover component. I mean, they do protect the ball well.
Yeah, and I didn't know I had forgotten about the turnovers, and yesterday it was a little bit sloppy in the first half, but they really did take care of the ball. And what still impresses me so much about Riverdale's their defense is they rarely get in huge foul trouble. Now, they may have one person that gets in foul trouble, but it's never really a team issue. And teams don't go to the free throw line, even though they've made probably 5 or 6, 7 steals a half.
Yesterday, Riverdale did struggle shooting the three ball at times. And what do they do in the second half? They go to zone defense, gobble up lots of rebounds, and pound it inside with Brene Alexander. So games, you have to make adjustments. You're talking about championship caliber opponents that you're playing here. Sometimes you have to make those calls, and Riverdale does a good job at that.
Yeah, and I don't really know what the game plan is today, but I will say this. I think they will try to go inside with Alexander again. And I think she helps with – you get it, be effective down low, then that opens up the outside. I think people, a lot of times we forget about that. You've got to have a presence inside to open it up for these three-point shooters. You just can't start taking threes. It's just not that simple.
Aislinn Hayes, as Coach Kaufman mentioned there, with all of her assist, she's got 9 assists, just 2 off of the tournament level, 11 here today in terms of the tops in the tournament. You know, 4.5, 5 assists a game, that's big, and that's just one player. You're talking about getting 12 a game. When you're playing that unselfish, people are going to get their points, and you're going to get your win.
Exactly, and they are probably – they do that better than anybody. Stewart's Creek does that really well. You notice good girls teams, they're gonna do that. They're gonna find the open person, and they're gonna make themselves available to get some points.
The 2011 state champion Memphis Central, the year they beat Riverdale in the championship game. Here's an interesting stat for all of you Riverdale fans out there and local Rutherford County fans. Riverdale has made it to the state championship game every time that they have been to the state tournament, now in their eighth appearance. That means they've either finished champion or runner-up. They have five state championships, going for six here today.
20-2 in the state tournament.
That's amazing. That is an amazing.
To me, that's the most fascinating thing.
and the two losses have been in the championship game.
And tournament action is like a full season.
It really is.
Of being 20-2. I'll take that every time.
Yeah. Well, those
still get a state championship.
Those are good odds. Coach Randy Kaufman going for two in a row as the head coach of Riverdale. That's never been done, by the way, by a Riverdale head coach winning two, not only two in a row, but two for head coach. So see if we can get it done here today. We'll take our final timeout, starting lineups, and the live play-by-play story coming up next on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Hi, I'm KJ Harden. I'm proud to lead the great team of mortgage professionals at FNB Mortgage right here in the Gateway District of Murfreesboro. With friendly, experienced professionals, we process loans quickly and efficiently. For great rates, great service on a home loan, contact us at FNB Mortgage.
FNB Mortgage, 1608 Williams Drive, Suite 301. Online at fnbmt.com. 615-907-2043. A department of First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even offer same-day service in most cases. Keep your home or business comfortable year-round. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, your Ring Pro partner heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass. Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
DirecTV by Intersource.
All of us, but especially kids, like to be recognized.
And that's why Andy DeGraw with DirecTV by Intersource says they're presenting MVP and game awards this year.
Too many times we're recognizing them when they mess up. Let's face it, we've all messed up. But a lot of times we're not recognizing them for the good things they do on the field and off.
Intersource.
615-815-1800 and online at intersource.tv.
Listen, here's what the Toyota of Murfreesboro customers have to say.
I love Toyota of Murfreesboro. I drive a Honda Pilot, and I still come to Toyota with my Honda because of the service.
Toyota of Murfreesboro, exceeding your expectations.
They're very convenient. They're always friendly, fast. It's good service.
Toyota of Murfreesboro.
It's the best service. They are absolutely wonderful.
Toyota of Murfreesboro.
On Medical Center Parkway at I-24.
This is Jason Green. Stop by Reeves Sane Drugstore to get your flu vaccine this year. Also, if you're a business and would like us to come on site, please feel free to call us at 896-5731, and we'd be happy to set that up for you. Flu shots are available Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, here at Reeves Sane. Individuals that are more likely to get the flu are patients with asthma, COPD, or heart disease. We also encourage pregnant women to receive the flu vaccine, as that will protect them and their baby throughout their pregnancy. Reeves Sane Drugstore, 1801 Memorial Boulevard, here in Murfreesboro.
Cremation seems to be the talk of the day. This is Lenny Farmer again for Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home here in Murfreesboro. People are more and more finding themselves in the position of having to decide between full funeral plans and full or direct cremation plans. Well, it is a decision that must be made by someone at some time. The best time to decide your future need is now, and the best person to decide is you. You can take the burden of deciding off of your family by calling me at 615-893-2422, and together we can work out a guaranteed plan for you.
I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Today's state championship basketball game brought to you by State Farm Agents Jennie Allman, Bonnie King, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, and Andy Wallman. And now with the starting lineups for today's state final. Brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography.
Here is Brian Barrett. Brian.
All right, John, thank you very much. First of all, for the Memphis Central Lady Warriors, 30-6. Shad Haynes, the head coach. Jaira Washington, 5'9 junior guard, to get the start today. Brene Brianna Cooks, a 5'6 sophomore guard. Janae Stewart, a 5'8 junior guard. Ariel Lane, a 5'7 sophomore forward. And Kennedy Kirkendall, a 5'4 sophomore guard. Kirkendall, Lane, Stewart, Cooks, and Washington for Memphis Central. Now for the undefeated 33-0 Riverdale Lady Warriors of Randy Kaufman. Miss Basketball, University of Tennessee signee Anastasia Hayes, 5'7 senior guard. Alexis Whittington, 5'11 junior forward. Amanda Whittington, 5'11 junior forward. Brene Alexander, 5'11 junior forward. And Aislinn Hayes, a 5'6 sophomore guard. Hayes, Whittington, and Alexander, the starting lineup for Riverdale. So you won't hear much Lady Warriors today because you won't know who we're talking about. Riverdale and Memphis Central. Riverdale in the visiting uniforms today. They are in the cardinal tops and bottoms with Vegas gold numbers, white trim, little Vegas gold down the side, and of course the Riverdale arrowhead on the shorts. Memphis is in the white tops and bottoms, a little green and yellow. Warriors across the front, green numbers, the tip controlled by Riverdale. Anastasia Hayes attacking the basket and starts it off with a lay-in.
Well, that didn't take long. Nice tip there by Brene Alexander. Knew exactly where she was going with that tip.
Riverdale in the first seconds of the game. Scoring. Baseline runner up and no good by Stewart. Riverdale down quickly. It's Whittington. Cut off there. Brene Alexander, the long two. Swish! Brene puts Riverdale up 4-2. We played 33 seconds. If they score at this rate, they'll put 100 in the bucket. Driving right side. Firing up the shot is Stewart. Rebound Riverdale. Here's Aislinn Hayes. Outlet pass to Anastasia. Anastasia going up is fouled. Blocking foul is the call. And should send her to the free throw line, and indeed will. And she will attempt Toots free throws. Toots, good food and fun. Wings, burgers, salads, and the official watch spot for the Blue Raiders tonight as they take on Marshall in the CUSA championship. First free throw good by Anastasia. Second one, good.
Really good start here for the Warriors, up 6-0.
Played 50 seconds. Three ball to try to cut it in half is good by Cooks.
Gave her just a little too much time there to get that shot. Way too much time on the three.
Here's Aislinn Hayes down the floor. Flips it in the left corner. Three by Alexander off the back of the rim. Rebound Anastasia Hayes. They hold her. She comes out of there with it and then throws it away into the hands of Washington. Washington to Cooks up the floor. Layup no good, but she's fouled by Anastasia Hayes.
Well, here's the thing about it. She got her arm ripped off just about right here in front of us. Then got fouled again. Then they call a foul down here. And I'm not complaining about the officiating. I'm just saying,
welcome to basketball.
Welcome to basketball, yeah.
Trying to cut into this 6-3 lead. The first free throw is no good for Cooks. Don't forget, Gil's Ace Hardware, the helpful place. They bring you text alerts and local scores during the games. It's easy to sign up at WGNSSports.com. Jenny Williams and everyone at Gil's Ace Hardware on Nissan Drive in Gillsville, say hello. Second free throw is good, so all 4 points for Memphis Central from Cooks. It's a two-point Riverdale lead. Whittington to Aislinn Hayes here on the right side. Aislinn back up top, finds Alexander, who drives, pulls up in the lane. The six-footer crawls around the rim, won't go. Rebound, Kirkendall looking up the floor. Kennedy, no look, bounce pass over right side, laying it in. Is Brittany Ivory, who just checked in, and now we're all tied up. So a 6-0 start and then a 6-0 run by Memphis. And here we are, tied at 6-6, 6:08 to go in the first. Now Riverdale has thrown the ball away.
Well, the defensive intensity by Memphis Central is
really, I don't know if they could keep that pace up, but they're really picking them up out to out front in the backcourt and keeping it going. I don't know if they can keep up that intensity.
Straight away, it's Kirkendall just across the timeline. They're moving right to left as we see it. Looking back door, and the pass broken up by Alexander, but running down the loose ball is Cooks. The shot missed. No-look pass underneath Washington, getting down to Ivory, and now Riverdale comes out of there with it, but not before a foul by Memphis Central. Riverdale May would like to have that run out.
I've got my fingers crossed that Brene Alexander does not get in foul trouble today, because underneath the board, she's so invaluable down there, getting those defensive rebounds.
Brittany Ivory, the sophomore, picking up the foul for Central. 6-6. Haven't scored in a while after that first 40 seconds or so. Here is Alexis. Passes off left side to Aislinn Hayes. They call an offensive foul on Aislinn Hayes.
Must have put an arm up in there. I'm not sure. I couldn't see it from that angle.
Well, after the quick start, Riverdale has been tied up here in Memphis Central with a chance to take the lead. 5:20 to go. Deep right corner. It's Washington. Bounce pass, left wing. Cooks, her three, is an air ball. And the loose ball picked up by Alexander. She's bringing it down the floor. Looking at a double team, finds Anastasia Hayes. Annie at the foul line. No look, down low to Whittington. Fouled. Great pass to Alexis Whittington, who was sitting there waiting on the left block.
Well, that was just nothing but just great peripheral vision, and saw her down there, and immediately Memphis Central fouled. I think you're going to see quite a bit of that today. Once you get through the initial penetration there, I think you're going to see some good things happen.
First free throw is good for Alexis at the Beeman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat free throw line. They're on South Church. Check out their inventory at BeemanDCJR.com. Second toss, no good. Alexis tipped it out. Loose ball picked up by Stewart. Stewart stops at the foul line, flips it down low. Now Cooks on the drive in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound, Alexander gobbles up another one to Anastasia Hayes. Anastasia in the lane, kicks it out. Aislinn Hayes for three, in and out. Rebound tipped up, and now they call a foul underneath on Bianca Massey.
Well, she had Alexander's arm, kind of like they had Anastasia's a while ago, and Alexander still was able to tip the ball out.
Riverdale leads 7-6. The inbounds to Alexis, and they say she traveled. Took an extra step after receiving the pass. Riverdale turns it over now for the third time.
I'm not seeing the traveling. I'm just not seeing it. Must have been a quick step.
4 minutes, 37 seconds to go in the first. Riverdale up by one, 7-6. Walking it down the floor is Kirkendall. Bounces it over right side to Massey. She just pulls up for the three. It's off the rim. Rebound, Riverdale. Here's Anastasia Hayes. Takes it left side. Now straight away to the foul line. Jumper, no good. Rebound knocked around, and Memphis Central coming away with it. They've got a break, and here's Stewart laying it in the hole. Memphis Central takes their first lead at 8-7, and a foul called. Maybe Washington here, and it's not Washington. It's on Stewart. First foul on Stewart. Fifth team foul for Memphis Central, so they are definitely kind of taking it to us here in terms of the foul situation. We've got a timeout on the floor with Memphis Central leading Riverdale 8-7 as you listen to the Blue Cross Basketball Championships on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, training for eternity.
We're going to be an educational institution that teaches Bible every day. Every subject we teach, we're going to teach through a biblical perspective. In every aspect of our school, we're going to do it through a Christian perspective.
MTCS President Matt Tiller.
That also means that everything we do, we have to be excellent. We feel like Christ calls us to excellence. And so that means we have to be excellent academically. That means we have to be excellent athletically, because that's what God calls us to. It's a great place to be.
Invest in your child's future in an environment that fosters Christ-centered values. To find out more, visit mtcscougars.org.
Ugh. It's tough being a plumbing pipe in winter.
You sound funny. Catch a cold?
Cold? I'm almost frozen. I'll burst and then no more indoor plumbing.
Better call Roscoe Brown Plumbing. They fix frozen pipes quickly.
Oh, thank goodness, because this could get ugly.
Well, call Roscoe Brown Plumbing. They'll do it right the first time.
Oh, I'm freezing. She's about to blow!
Find us at RoscoeBrown.com.
RoscoeBrown.com.
At Bugs Tire Pros, everything rotates around you. You'll always receive the friendly, professional customer service that you deserve. We're your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs, including alignments, oil changes, brake service, engine repair, and much more. Plus, we carry all major tire brands, including Continental and General. This is Allison Mitchell at Bugs Tire Pros. All tires and automotive services are backed by our nationwide warranty, including roadside assistance coverage with every purchase. Visit Bugs Tire Pros in Murfreesboro today or online at BugsTireProsTN.com.
If you're age 50 or older, we'll give you an auto insurance discount from Auto Owners Insurance. Mature drivers have fewer and less costly accidents, so we'll charge you less for your personal auto insurance. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne and Taylor Insurance. Insure both your car and home with us and qualify for more premium discounts through Auto Owners Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne and Taylor.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on News Radio WGNS is brought to you in part by Toots Good Food and Fun, DirecTV by Intersource, MFA Oil Propane, Web Aesthetic Plastic Surgery, Bud's Tire, and Reeves Sane Drug Store. 8-7, Memphis Central over Riverdale with 4:02 to go here in the first quarter. Brian?
Riverdale shooting 2 of 6, 33% so far. 3 of 10, 30% for Memphis Central. They have a 3, and that's the difference right now, that extra point. Turnovers, Riverdale has turned the ball over 4 times, where Memphis Central has not yet turned the ball over. That's one of those stats that you usually see flip-flopped when you take on Riverdale.
The defensive pressure Memphis Central is really putting on right now. Again, I mentioned, I don't know if they can maintain that, but yeah, they are really coming out at them strong. And Riverdale's just got to make the adjustment here and kind of look down low as much as they can.
We've only played half of the first quarter. Anastasia Hayes looking at some full court pressure. Up the floor finds Alexis to Aislinn Hayes. Here to the right side to Alexander. Now Amanda Whittington's shot is no good. Off the back of the rim, rebound on the floor. Brene had it between her legs and just kept her hand on it long enough to get the jump ball call. It's going to go Memphis Central's way. Well, that's hustle.
I think Alexander would have minded having a foul call there.
I'm glad we get to see her another year. Right side, just inside the three-point arc. The three ball by Massey, no good. A quick shot. Up the floor, here's Anastasia Hayes. They make a high pass to her, and she pulls it down with Washington all over. Fakes left, or right, goes left. Now Aislinn Hayes cutting through baseline, missed the shot. A little too hard. I don't think she realized how open she was.
I don't either. I think that's exactly what happened, Brian.
Bounce pass left wing. Now in the corner driving is Stewart. They get the rebound, kick it off into the right corner. The three ball is good by Jared Washington.
Not getting the rebounds we need to get. They're getting second looks, and they're making that second shot.
11-7, Memphis Central. Need this basket, Alexis Whittington. Oh, yes. Alexis Whittington, the jumper from about 10. 11-9, two-point. Memphis Central lead, ball tipped around, and it's still on the floor. They get a break. Here's Stewart down low, putting it up is Cooks, no good, and now on the rebound. Fighting for it, Brene Alexander, and she is fouled. That is the second foul on Stewart, I believe. And Riverdale will have the ball length of the floor to go. Whittington's bringing it up. Alexis right wing to Anastasia. Now back around the horn. Alexis has it at the top of the key to Anastasia right wing. Stutter steps, glides in there between a double team, and they call a hand check foul, even though the basket went.
Well, she can glide through a double team about as well as anybody I've ever seen. Alaysia Hayes in the lineup as well. Maybe to help a little bit on those boards, I think, Brian. Here comes Mayu as well.
Mayu coming in. Aislinn, Alaysia, rather, a freshman. Mayu, a junior. Free throw is up and good by Anastasia. She's got five. This is at the Fans Heating and Air free throw line. They'll design the perfect system to meet your needs. 893-7930. Shot it. No good. They're going to wipe it off.
Anastasia over the line. She knew she had missed that free throw. She was trying to come in and get that rebound.
So they wiped that one off. Central leads by a point, 11-10. Riverdale got off to a 6-0 start since then. Have struggled a bit. But still only down by one at the 2:10 mark of the first quarter. Washington over to Kirkendall. Deep left wing. She passes off, gets it back at the left wing spot. Now on the drive, they call a foul. This one on Alaysia, I think. Let me check it. It is one. By the way, for those who were saying, well, it's been a great year for Riverdale. Wonder how things will be next year. They have one senior, and that's Anastasia Hayes. It's a big one, but they bring back a lot of experience. Driving left side, Washington, the shot wild. Here comes Mayu with the rebound and then threw it right into the hands of Washington and fouls. Oh, goodness. Mayu was in a bit of trouble, but I think if she had been able to pull the ball down and just
take
wait,
a dribble. Yeah. Just take a dribble out.
So Central will inbound. Looking in and the long toss to Washington. She's up top. Flips it over left wing. Kirkendall for three. It's long. Rebound. Central has it. Massey into the deep right corner. Foul line. Kirkendall. They get free left side after the pass to Stewart. And she scores. Memphis Central by three. 13-10. A minute and a half to go.
They have 11 more shots than we have at the basket.
Here's Anastasia Hayes in the lane. Finger roll. How about that? Seven for Anastasia Hayes.
Anastasia Hayes. Anastasia Hayes.
1 point lead for Memphis Central. Pass up in the lane. Shot no good by Stewart. Fighting for the rebound is Mayu. Mayu. Bounce pass over to Whittington. Whittington in the lane. She goes in and Riverdale has the lead. 14-13. 56 seconds to go in the first. Pass up the floor. New player, and it's Eva Bailey. Bailey, a 5'9 sophomore. Memphis Central, and Kirkendall backs it up near midcourt. Go over to Bailey, left wing. Now Bailey drives, cut off by the double team, and it's thrown away. Here's Alaysia Hayes. Alaysia in the lane, missed the shot. Rebound, Whittington fires it up off the glass. This one won't go. And another missed shot there by Riverdale. Johnny Stewart comes away out of there with it. Janae, rather. Pass over, right block. Scoring is Eva Bailey. Memphis Central by one, 15-14 with 10 seconds to go. Whittington dumps it out in the left corner. Here's Hayes for three. That's Alaysia, no good. Rebound put back at the horn by Amanda Whittington. She's got four, and Riverdale takes a 16-15 lead to the second quarter. When we come back, it's the state championship. Riverdale leads by one on News Radio WGNS.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
Bell Jewelers, a local gem.
Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
John Dinkins here for Beeman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat on South Church Street. I've been a happy customer for over a decade and have purchased several vehicles from Beeman. In fact, I'm driving a Ram 1500 pickup and I love it. The sales team is very knowledgeable. And another great thing, they take care of me when I need service, and I can even get an express oil change with no appointment needed. Visit Beeman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat on South Church Street for the best selection of new and used cars in Murfreesboro. View their inventory at BeemanDCJR.com.
Martin's Home and Garden has been proudly serving Rutherford County since 1982, a local family-owned business with humble beginnings. John and Helen Martin started with one greenhouse. Today, Lester Martin manages a five-acre retail garden center and nursery on Northwest Broad Street. It's the great people here who have made Martin's Murfreesboro's premier nursery and garden center. As a thank you, we have the Martin's Rewards Program. Earn 1 point for every dollar spent and get a $5 credit for every 100 points. That's Martin's Home and Garden on Broad, across from Demas.
We have four core values at John Jones Real Estate. They're pretty simple. First one, tell the truth. You tell the truth, you never have to remember what you say. Number two is take responsibility. The third one is help people. Just be a servant. And then lastly is try to get better every day. That's how we run our operation. That's how we try to deal with our clients.
Community.
Integrity.
Honesty.
Tell the truth.
Take responsibility.
Be accountable.
Strive to get better every day.
John Jones Real Estate.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Riverdale by one. Here's Alasia Hayes on the drive. Shot missed. Memphis Central trailing by one. Down the floors, Washington missed the shot. Rebound blocked. Massey had her shot blocked by Whittington, I believe it was. Alexander coming away with the loose ball. Gives it up to Alexis. Alexis over to Aislinn Hayes. Right wing. Three balls off the lip of the rim. Rebound, Alexander. Oh, it won't fall. Crawled over the front of the rim. Rebound tipped out. Here's Alasia Hayes. And drives. Aislinn Hayes scores. And a timeout. On the floor with Riverdale leading 18-15. A 30-second timeout here. Sorry to get all the Hayes's confused, but it's really easy to do. But no confusion here. Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Parks Auction bringing you this timeout.
When you need immediate results, there's no better way to sell your property than with the professional team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Parks Auction. You don't have to wait for the buyers to come to you. Parks Auction will go to them with internet, direct marketing, radio, and other advertising. Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, 615-896-4600. And online at parksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold.
18-15 Riverdale over Memphis Central with 7:13 to go in the first half of action. State championship and the gold ball on the line here in this one. Anastasia Hayes and Amanda Whittington ready to check in here at the next dead ball. Walking it down the floor is Kennedy Kuykendall. Left side, Brianna Cooks. Back around the horn. Get it back in the hands of Kuykendall at the right wing spot. Coach Kaufman's on the floor doing some blocking out, it looks like, even.
Memphis Central really didn't shoot that well in the first quarter, but they did rebound well. We've kind of caught up with that. Doing much better as we started the second quarter.
Kuykendall right wing. They get it from Washington down low, and a whistle. Bounced around there by Massey. She really never had good control of it, but out of bounds. Memphis Central will inbound with Kuykendall to do that. Mayu and Alexis both out now. Inbounds toss to Cooks. Right side, and they bring it back up front. Kuykendall, they're trying to slow this thing down, aren't they?
Very definitely. They don't play that well that way, though. I think they play an up-tempo game, in my opinion.
Janae Stewart, I don't know that they can run with them, as like you were saying earlier. Put up the three, all of that to put up a three that you could get any time. It's no good. Alasia Hayes bringing it down the floor. Alasia surveying. Looking around and finds Big Sis. Anastasia up top. Now to Aislinn. Back to Alasia at the top of the key. Now it's Anastasia, flips it off to Aislinn, back up top. Three ball is off the front of the rim by Amanda Whittington. Rebound, Alexander, get in there. Oh, yeah. Alexander, what a move.
What a nice touch there by Alexander.
Riverdale by five now. Washington getting it up the floor to Kirkendall, and now they call a foul on Alaysia Hayes. That's her second.
But we're 5:28 here in the second period, and is team foul like what number, five?
Well, for us,
yeah.
Yes.
That's not bad. It's as hectic as the pace has been.
Stewart over right side to Kirkendall in
good
the
defense.
Lane. Blocked shot against Massey, had her shot blocked, and here is Alaysia. To Anastasia, looking inside for Brene. Nothing there. Now Anastasia takes it in. Oh, goes to the left side and scores!
Goodness gracious. I don't know. That's unbelievable. Reverse layup.
22-15, Lady Warriors of Riverdale on top. In the corner, Massey in trouble, and a jump ball, Memphis Central possession.
Notice the defensive intensity has picked up for Riverdale. That open lane, those lanes aren't open like they were earlier.
Jalen Holcomb in. And Alaysia Hayes gets a breather. Central to inbound. They get it to Washington. 7-point lead. It's as large as it's been in this game. In the lane, the runner off the back of the rim, no good. Another rebound gobbled up by Alexander. Alexander to Aislinn Hayes. Over to Whittington. Amanda to Aislinn. Now turning, spinning in the lane. No, just missed the shot. Did Brene Alexander. Had a really good look. Outlet pass up the floor quickly. And Washington missed the shot. Rebound Aislinn Hayes to Anastasia. Foul line. Glides in there. Puts it up off the glass. High. It's good.
Tell you, Brian, they're out of gas. They're not getting back. Memphis Central not getting back on defense.
Almost rather this quarter not stop and have halftime. There's an offensive foul there for sure. Kirkendall went in, lowered the shoulder, and ran right over.
Really no need
Hayes
to do that either.
No.
I mean, she had the momentum, but when she kneeled that shoulder in, that was it. That was it.
Well, you can definitely tell that this timeout comes at a really good time for Memphis Central. Riverdale at 4:04 to go in the first half play has a 24-15 lead. Back with more State Farm Prep basketball in just a moment.
Hey there, this is Dave Kivenimi at Music World and Drummer's Den on Church Street. We've got a great lesson program teaching piano, guitar, bass, drums. We've got a great repair technician for guitars on staff in Dan Mitchell. Dan's got over 10 years experience at Gibson Guitars. Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church, directly across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, we can take care of you. Call Thompson Services, we'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281, make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, call Thompson Services for values that last.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your life? I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman. Let me help you by handling your auto, home, and life insurance. 896-2013.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Trying to stretch your paycheck a little further than last sometimes means cutting costs. Why not start with a discount double check? I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and I can help make sure you're getting the car insurance discounts you deserve. Give me a call today at 893-9898.
Hello, it's me, your automated banker. Was it something I said? If so, please press 1. If it's you and not me, please press 2. You are caller number 1 to me.
Switch to First Bank and get the great personal service, local decision making, and a real person to help you at the other end of the phone line you can only find at a real community bank. Plus, our mobile banking app now keeps us even closer. First Bank, where the accent is on you. Member FDIC.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on News Radio WGNS. WGNS?
I got
sure it.
It
is. WGNS is brought to you in part by Beeman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, FNB Mortgage, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, State Farm, and Martin's Home and Garden.
Riverdale on an 8-0 run here in this quarter. Memphis Central has not scored in the second quarter thus far. Whittington has it. Alexis at the foul line. Underhand flip to Anastasia for three. It's off the mark.
Piece of that, Brian.
Partially blocked. Quickly down. Here's Washington. Drives, shoots, and scores. Made that look easy. Drove past Amanda in the low paint. Here's Aislin, and she is ridden down the floor by Washington.
Game,
she's fouled. Picks up a foul.
Game being called a little bit tighter now, I think, than it was earlier.
Second foul, by the way, on Washington. Stewart in a bit of foul trouble as well. Ninth team foul, 1-1 for the last time here. And that puts Aislinn Hayes at the charity stripe. The first one is short. 24-17, Riverdale leading Memphis Central. Left side, Stewart up top. Three ball is good by Brene Cooks. Brianna Cooks with the three. The lead down to 10 now. Here's Anastasia Hayes. Anastasia flips it over to Holcomb here right side and loses the ball out of bounds. So a turnover, Riverdale. That is their first turnover in a while, and they had a bunch of them in the first quarter. That timeout, kind of coming flat out of that timeout. Coach Haynes.
Yeah, the score's wrong. It wasn't a 10-point lead. The score's wrong. Yeah.
Okay.
It was 9, wasn't it?
Well,
then
she,
the 7, and then the 3 should have made it 4.
It's 24-20.
Yeah. I recognized it. Coach, I just kept looking at it, and then it just went on for a minute or two.
Well, when I said it, it didn't sound right,
yeah.
But that's what was on the board. Riverdale now has been outscored in this quarter 5-0 here in the last minute. The lead is but 4 for Riverdale High. Deep right corner, Kirkendall for 3. It's off the side. Rebound, guess who? Brene Alexander. Nobody to pass to, so she brings it down herself. Foul line, glides in, kicks it back out. Holcomb, 3 ball. Oh, yeah! Jalen Holcomb buried the tray. Ball's kicked out of bounds. Memphis Central will inbound just across the midcourt stripe. Riverdale by 7.
Alexander had the presence of mind not to take that shot after she brought it down and passed it off, and then Holcomb was wide open.
Stewart has it now. Stewart to the foul line. Gets in there. Puts it up with the left hand. No good. Another Alexander rebound. She's a vacuum cleaner. Anastasia Hayes down the left sideline. To the foul line. In the lane. Shot good. Anastasia with 13 now.
One thing Alexander's doing, she's just staying underneath the basket down low because she knows they're going to take a shot pretty quickly, and she's timing it beautifully.
John, she's already got 10 rebounds.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not kidding. 10 rebounds.
And they're not working. They're really not working the ball inside at all. So she is kind of free to kind of roam a little bit.
Left wing, Cooks. Bounce pass, get it back out. Here's Ivory on the drive. No foul, no call. Missed the shot, missed it again. And now tied up by Alexander. And a smart job there by Brene. Riverdale's going to get the ball. Well, I thought Randy Kaufman's top button on his shirt was going to pop off.
Should have been an offensive foul. He was absolutely right.
Length of the floor to go for the Lady Warriors, and to trigger it in is Amanda Whittington. Amanda over to Alexis. In the backcourt, she pulled up her dribble.
Oh, nice pass.
Finds Big Sis. Now Holcomb at the foul line. This one a little short. Rebound, a 9-point lead for Riverdale. Down the floor, Washington has it tipped away by Alexis Whittington. That's one thing that you face against Riverdale. They're, if you go by them, you better expect them to tip or put their leg in the air on your passes or do something. They're always in the passing lanes. From 26 feet, oh my goodness, Jaira Washington buried another three.
Got to let that go. That's going to happen some.
29-23, Riverdale. Whittington to Whittington at the foul line. Brene Alexander for three. It's no good. Well, they had Holcomb tied up in the lane. Driving is Cooks. Cooks is going to be fouled. This foul on Alexis, I believe. And there will be some free throws coming up for Cooks. And it is on Alexis. Sixth team foul, so the next Riverdale foul, they will be in the bonus. Only 54 seconds to go in the first half. Free throw, no good. There will be another. Brianna Cooks. Mayer subbing with Taylor Robinson, a sophomore. Second one crawls over the rim and falls through. 8 points for Brianna Cooks. 29-24, Riverdale by five. 49 seconds left in the first half. Here's Anastasia Hayes, foul line. Drives in there, now brings it back out. She's in a little trouble now. Passes off here right side to Alasia. Takes it up top. Now to the left side. Into the corner and now steps over the line, but she's fouled by Washington, and that's three, I believe. Let me check the foul situation. It is her third foul, and that, again, is going to put Riverdale and Alasia Hayes, the freshman guard, at the free throw line.
Could use these really badly.
Riverdale at the free throw line, shooting 4 of 6. Now 5 of 7 as the first one is good. And Alasia's in the scorebook. She'll have another one upcoming here. The lead is 6, could be 7. Here from the InterSource free throw line. Don't call the 800 number. Call DirecTV by InterSource. Rebound. Alexander lays it in. Well, that's what you get when you get DirecTV, by the way, by InterSource. You get a big present, and that's what Brene Alexander got off the miss and laid it in, winning untouched. 16 seconds. First half winding down. Riverdale up 32-24. They're going to work for the last shot. It's Massey with 9 seconds. Goes to work. Takes it to the right wing. Now left side, Cooks. Pulls up. Blocked! It's blocked by Amanda Whittington, and now they call a foul, and she did it again with .2. And that will put her at the free throw line. Ouch. Thought she might have gotten 2 blocks in a row.
Well, I don't know that she got her anywhere with the body. I didn't see that part. I just saw the ball get tipped. Not saying it didn't happen, but it was hard to tell from this end.
Stewart, only 4 points, hits the first from the free throw line. Of course, I mentioned earlier in the pregame show that Stewart scored like 24 points, 24 and a half points average in the first two games. She hit the second free throw. She was attempting a three, so she'll have 3 free throws. Well, that kind of stings a bit. Only .2 left here in the quarter. The third one, good. Hit all 3 of them. She goes from having only 4 to now having 7. That triple there helps. Riverdale's lead cut to 5. And they're going to let the first half run out after the inbound. 32-27, Riverdale leading Memphis Central. And we are at the half in the Class AAA Girls State Championship game. Hope you'll hang in there with us when we come back. John will have a look at all of your stats and all the information that's straight ahead here on the between our halftime here. Ideas, tees. We're going to tip our cap to them, the official TSSAA merchandise source. They're here at the tournament, and they usually bring you the between games, but we haven't had one of those in a long while. So we'll get into that when we come back next as we continue with State Farm Prep Basketball.
Health is having the strength and passion to make your life more meaningful. At Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, we want to equip you with great health so nothing limits your dreams. 20 specialties, over 70 physicians, but one focused purpose: your health. Convenient,
caring, and here for you. Your health is our mission. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, mmclinic.com.
At the law offices of John Day, we represent people who've been injured and need our legal help. And it's our job to give them that help as quickly as we can. After helping hundreds of Middle Tennesseans in the past couple years, we've opened a new, larger office on Medical Center Parkway, just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, we're closer and more convenient than ever. Go to johndaylegal.com and call us for a free consultation. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Once upon a time, Stones River Mall invited all children in Rutherford and surrounding kingdoms to Kids Club Princess and Superhero Party. Children are invited to don their favorite princess or superhero costumes during this magical event, which will be held from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, February 25th. Experience live do-it-yourself screen printing of their very own superhero and princess capes with Nashville-based Hip Hughes. Visit StonesRiverMall.com for details.
There's nothing more important than home, family, and the ones you love. At MFA Oil Propane, we couldn't agree more. We're honored to deliver the best, most reliable, and affordable propane so you can relax and enjoy the important things. Get your propane when you need it from those who are safety trained and ready to protect what matters most. Give your family the best with MFA Oil Propane. Go to keepwarm.com to learn more. That's keepwarm.com for ways to make your life easier.
Hi, I'm Martez Coleman at F&B Mortgage. Mortgage rates remain at historic lows, a super opportunity for home buyers or those wishing to refinance. Don't be looted into thinking these rates will always be available. Act now. Call me, Martez Coleman, at F&B Mortgage for great rates, great service.
F&B Mortgage, 1608 Williams Drive, Suite 301. Online at fnbmt.com. 615-907-2043. A department of First National Bank of Middle Tennessee, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're talking with real customers at Toyota of Murfreesboro.
We have a Prius that had 400,000 miles on it when it died.
400,000 when it died?
Yeah, it finally went to heaven. I loved the little Prius, loved it.
Toyota of Murfreesboro.
I'd buy a Prius.
The Prius is one of the lowest cost of ownership vehicles.
They've been great. Take good care of your customers. We appreciate them.
Toyota of Murfreesboro is on Medical Center Parkway next to I-24.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Next, it's the Ideas Tease Between Game Show. Now for in-depth game coverage, let's join the WGNS Primetime Sports Team.
State Farm Press Sports on News Radio WGNS, brought to you in part by DirecTV by Intersource, Evans Auto Exchange, Murfreesboro City Councilwoman Madeline Scales Harris, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and home and Sir Pizza. And wouldn't mind having a little Sir Pizza. Been nervous today. Nervous. Still nervous.
Farmer's Almanac.
Just nervous.
Can't, Kings. Kings
got another feast. Half. Got to go.
I know. Riverdale's won every quarter.
Feel.
Yeah, I know. I look for the third quarter there to be kind of like in yesterday's game. They really kind of made some adjustments, turned things around, and have a chance here to look and make some second half adjustments. John, I really hope they can push it down the floor, and if they can set the pace of this game, Memphis Central's trying to slow it down a little bit. If Riverdale can take the pace of this game to another level and run it like they can run it, I don't know, like you said earlier, if they can hang with them.
Yeah, we've missed a few shots up close. Maybe not finishing, but get that all worked out. And the good news is we're up by five. So here at halftime, 32-27. Time to look at the stats brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. Let's take a look at the scoring. First of all, Anastasia Hayes leading Riverdale with 13 points. Alexis Whittington with three. Brene Alexander with six. But that's not the true story of this game today here in this first half. Because if you look at rebounds, and I'm going to take a look, she's got 12 rebounds, 4 offensive rebounds, 8 defensive, and just totally dominating on the boards for Riverdale to go along with her 6 points. Also, pretty good job in there by the Whittingtons as well, and on the rebounding situation. Amanda with 4 points. Alexis, told you, had 3. Aislinn Hayes with 2. Jalen Holcomb with a first bank 3.
Alaysia Hayes has 1 point. For Memphis Central, they're led by Jaira Washington with 8 points. Brianna Cook has eight. Janae Stewart with seven. And Ivory with two. Bailey with two. So defensively, we've done a really good job against them and have held them. They have had four threes in this game, which has really kept them in the basketball game so far. Riverdale leading by five. Our team stats, Riverdale and rebounding Memphis Central 23-15. Riverdale shot 13 of 28 for 46%. They had one three, four threes for Memphis Central, 9 of 29 from the field for 31%. Riverdale 5 of 8 from the free throw line for 63%. And Memphis Central 5 of 7 for 71%. Riverdale with four turnovers. Memphis Central has two. Today's game brought to you by J. Mullins Jewelry, Conference by Osborne, Gil's Ace Hardware, Winners Trophies, Craig's Tax Service, and Chick-fil-A. And our stats this afternoon brought to you by, as always, Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. All right, we're about ready for the second half here with Riverdale leading 32-27. From the Murphy Center is the state championship final. And we'll take a timeout, and we'll be right back with the second half for you here on State Farm Prep Basketball.
If you feel like you're experiencing hormone imbalance, our specialist Cindy Smith is here on site to see you by appointment and work with your physician in order to get the best therapy for you. The hormone therapy that we compound here is from plant-derived therapy, which is most closely related to what your body produces naturally. With effective hormone therapy, an imbalance can be corrected in as little as a few weeks. Just another reason that Reeves Sane remains your hometown pharmacy. This is Jason Green, pharmacist with Reeves Sane Drugstore, 1801 Memorial Boulevard here in Murfreesboro.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. Tell us what it's like to work at a family business.
It's a lot of fun. However, it's a lot of work. Everybody has to pull their weight equally.
What do you think are some of the advantages of people doing business with a family business versus a corporate business?
We are here to answer all questions. We're responsible for scheduling jobs. We're not here to sell you material and pass you off to a list of installers.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad, next to Tire World.
Planning your spring break, whether your trip takes you to the mountains, the water, or just around the corner, trust Bud's Tire Pros to get you there. This is Kay Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros. March 22nd through April the 16th, get a $70 rebate after submission when you purchase four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires. No matter the destination, make your first stop, Bud's Tire Pros in Murfreesboro today. Online at budstireprostn.com.
See participating stores for complete details. Terms and conditions may apply. Offer expires 4/16/17.
Hi, this is Amanda from Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with my family. Is your birdie bored? Is your doggy depressed? Come pick up some new toys for them at Animal City. Animal City carries a full line of supplies to keep all of your pets enriched and happy. Whether you're an aquarium newbie or an experienced hobbyist, you're bound to find something you love in our fish department, fully stocked with both fresh and salt water. You can find us at 919 Northwest Broad Street here at Animal City.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Bud Morris, and I'm that State Farm agent. 893-1417.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
One in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. I'm State Farm agent Andy Womack, and I can help get you to a better state. 890-0850.
Hello, it's me, your automated banker. Was it something I said? If so, please press 1. If it's you and not me, please press 2. You are caller number 1 to me.
Switch to First Bank and get the great personal service, local decision making, and a real person to help you at the other end of the phone line you can only find at a real community bank. Plus, our mobile banking app now keeps us even closer. First Bank, where the accent is on you. Member FDIC.
State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on News Radio WGNS is brought to you in part by Thompson Services, Animal City, Bell Jewelers, Music World, Drummers Den, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Stones River Mall. For some reason, I'm reinvigorated, Brian.
Yes, you are, aren't you?
I'm pumped. Let's get this second half. Let's win this thing.
Fired up. John,
Got about a minute and a half or so here. Renee Alexander needs to keep on doing what she's doing, maybe get a few points out of her. She's got a chance to have a double-double. By the way, if she doubles her output of rebounds in the second half, she'll be a state record holder. The state record is 23 rebounds in a game. She's got 12 right now. So I think that's going to be there.
The good part I love about it, too, Brian, is no fouls. She has no fouls, and she can really play aggressively and not have to worry about it. Now, you don't want to pick up a lot of fouls in one real stretch,
sure.
but just play smart like she's been doing and really fighting in there. I want to get the some outside shooting going a little bit more, Brian, as well. Free it up a little bit more inside, and let's finish baskets. When we get an open shot, let's finish it.
That adjustment here by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. Injured during the game or off the court, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance is your sports medicine provider. TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com. John, what's it going to take here in the second half? What changes do you see Riverdale may try to make here?
I think what they did in the second quarter was pretty effective. I think they kind of watched trying to keep some help back in the back. I think Memphis Central had some easy shots in the first quarter. I think they eliminated that. I think just kind of finishing your offensive game and really getting on the boards. They did that in the second quarter. They need to continue to do that as well. And occasionally, if you can, put a hand in the face of somebody, even if they're shooting that ball way outside, because Memphis Central is pretty good from that range.
We got up 24-15, John. We're beginning to go on a bit of a run.
Yep.
And then Memphis Central came back in that. You know, I think it's going to a sustained half a quarter run here may be big for Riverdale.
Third quarter is usually their quarter, too.
Yep.
We'll see.
Right now, Riverdale leading 32-27. Second half underway as Memphis Central inbounds. Here's a look at your starting lineups from Winners Trophies, Fans Heating and Air, and Loveless Fine Photography. It's Kuykendall, Lane, Stewart, Cooks, and Washington for Memphis Central. Hayes, Whittington, Alexander, and ball stolen away. Hayes for Riverdale. Anastasia drives left side, goes up with the left hand. Oh, my.
Sorry, Brian, but when I see something amazing, I just kind of have to say something.
Well,
sorry.
She is a highlight reel. First 30 seconds, and Hayes gets the bucket.
How you can leave somebody in the dust like that, just...
34-27, Riverdale, 7:19, third quarter. And a timeout taken by Memphis Central. It's a 30-second timeout, and another word from our friends at Parks Auction. Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, just want to say thanks to those two for being with us all year.
Yeah, this is it, isn't it? Kind of.
Well, we got for girls anyway.
Yeah,
got
yeah.
One more in boys next week on
okay,
Wednesday.
That's right. That's right. From residential, commercial, multifamily property, farms to land, Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Parks Auction specialize in it all. They handle everything, estate settlements, complete farm dispersals, and business liquidations. Parks Auction, 615-896-4600, and online at parksauction.com. With Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, you can consider it sold. I wonder if Stan has a vault. Vault. Okay, never mind. Sorry.
There's some little vaults
sorry,
out there somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Now who's the one?
I'm just nervous right now.
Kuykendall working into the left corner against a double team. They flip it back out. A little 10-foot jumper by Stewart is good. I think Riverdale's done a pretty good job on her today. And now a foul coming up the floor. This could get interesting if it's on Stewart, but I don't think it is. It is.
Yeah, I thought the look on her face, it looked like it was, and she's going to come out.
It is her third foul. She has scored 24.5 points average in two games, but not today. Here's Aislinn Hayes in the corner. Three ball. Alexander, ooh, it's in and out. Rolled around the cylinder and flipped out. Here's Cooks. Cooks drives right side, lays it up. No, it won't fall.
Oh, how did that not go in?
Another rebound by Alexander. Up the floor. Here's Anastasia Hayes. Fakes right, goes left, puts it up with the left hand and kisses it in off the glass. Anastasia going to work.
Crossover move. Cannot stop that.
26, make that 36-29, and going for the steal is Amanda Whittington. Ball tipped away, Anastasia saves it. Now to Whittington at the foul line, flips it back out. Alexander in the lane, jumper is an offensive foul.
Okay. He hesitated with that too. I don't think he was sure about that.
Well, that takes away a steal and a near score on a possession. And right now, if looks could kill, Randy Kaufman would slice every stripe in that jersey. I've given those looks as a parent before. Bounce pass, left wing. Here's Cooks. Takes a couple of dribbles in, backs back out. Looking at zone defense here.
This is what he did against Houston yesterday.
Deep left corner. They pass back, and Anastasia Hayes almost stole that basketball away. Coach Haynes is about to have a come apart, as we say in Leanna. He is not happy. 5:51 to go in the third. Riverdale leading 36-29. They have had a double-digit lead briefly. Bounce pass. They get it to Stewart. Her shot no good. Boy, Amanda Whittington got position on the boards that time. Pulled it down. Alexander to Anastasia Hayes. Double team. Gets out of the corner. Flips it over to Aisland. Aisland drives left side. Goes up with the hand, left hand. No good. Just a little long. And here come the Lady Warriors of Memphis Central. Stewart flips it off into the right corner. Washington for three. Oh, yeah.
Got a sweet little shot, doesn't she?
She does. She's got 11. Lead is down to four. Alexander has her pocket picked. Turnover Riverdale. Behind the back pass, Washington. The shot is good by Stewart, and then they call Aislinn Hayes with the foul. Basket counts. And Aislinn picks up the foul. And just that quickly, Central is within two and a chance at a free throw here at the 5:03 mark of the third quarter. Janae Stewart. Shot it. Got it. Hasn't missed one of those since sixth grade. She comes out. And somebody wearing a different jersey number here in the game, looks like. Down the floor is Amanda Whittington. Amanda to Aislinn Hayes. Aislinn flips it back up top. Anastasia runs down the loose ball. That was a dangerous pass. And now a foul called on Anastasia Hayes. Well, they are, speaking of turning up the defense, Memphis Central is as well, John.
Well, they're getting away with a lot of touching, okay? They're getting away with a lot of that right now.
Amanda to trigger it in. Here's Anastasia. Goes right, now left, down low to Alexander, who finishes off a big bucket. Brene with eight. That was huge.
Had 38-35. To thread the needle on that one.
38-35 Riverdale. 4.5 to go, third quarter. Up top is Massey. Left side, Cooks. Penetrates. Now over to Massey. Right elbow, no good. Rebound. Whittington in there for it. Alexis down the floor, flips it to Amanda. Amanda down low to Anastasia, lays it in. 19 for Annie. And
great,
it's back
pass
up to five. Massey for three. Too long. Rebound, Anastasia Hayes. Anastasia lost the ball off her foot. Cooks has the numbers. Layup good. 3-point Riverdale lead. The inbounds, and Anastasia Hayes is tripped by Ariel Lane. It is on Lane. And coming into the contest is Washington and Stewart. They're both back in. Length to the floor to go here for Amanda Whittington. To Alexis. They're bringing the ball down. Alexis to Anastasia Hayes. Anastasia, the lob down low. They got Brene tied up. Kuykendall with the foul.
Well, Kuykendall can't believe it, but she was hanging on her. I mean, I don't know how you could not say that was a foul.
I know Brene was in there fighting with her, but she was holding on to her for dear life.
Timeout on the floor. Riverdale going to the free throw line. No, it'll be out of bounds, Riverdale, when we come back. Lady Warriors of Riverdale leading 40-37 at the 3:39 mark of the first half, second half, rather, on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
We do it your way at Sir Pizza.
Happy birthday, Sir Pizza. The best pizza in Murfreesboro turns 50. That's right, Sir Pizza is celebrating their 50th anniversary, and it's time to rediscover the Sir Pizza difference at one of their three local locations. The freshest ingredients cut into square slices. It's thin crust heaven. The King's Feast, Royal Feast, all of your favorites are available on East Main Street, Memorial Boulevard between the VA and Sportscom, and on South Church at Veterans. Sir Pizza, celebrating 50 years.
Hello, friends, and once again, this is Lenny Farmer for the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home of Murfreesboro. Are you aware that there are potentially 100 questions that need answers when a loved one dies? Perhaps it would help your family in their process of grief to have these questions answered ahead of time, so no one is totally caught off guard. Call me at 615-893-2422 and allow me to guide you through the process of answering the many questions that will be asked when a tragedy strikes your family. Do it for your family. Do it for yourself.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost quality protection and claim service. And if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor.
I'm State Farm agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on News Radio WGNS, brought to you in part by Fans Heating and Air, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, and Franklin's Print Works.
Brian Barrett, John Dinkins here with you. Riverdale to inbound. Aislinn Hayes tosses it in. Whittington for three. Count it. Amanda Whittington, the first bank three. Riverdale 43, Memphis Central 37. Big bucket after the break. Memphis Central with the ball. Works it over left side to Washington. Washington now pulls up from 23. Oh, my goodness. She kind of lulls you to sleep and then fires it up there. Three-point Riverdale lead. Aislinn Hayes in the backcourt. Long pass up the floor. Anastasia Hayes on the floor. Picked up by Whittington. And now she throws it away. And no foul called in there anywhere. Washington. No-look pass into the left corner. Stewart for three. It's an air ball. Rebound. Brene Alexander yanks down another one. Up the floor. Amanda Whittington. Whittington turns, spins, goes up, and scores! It bounced, but finally fell through.
I don't know how she could have seen it fast enough for it to go in, but it did.
45-40, Riverdale. 2:37 to go in the third. Around the horn, deep left corner, three by Cooks. Oh, my goodness. That was with somebody guarding. The three ball keeping them close. 45-43, Riverdale. Aislinn Hayes, long pass over. Finds Amanda Whittington. To Brene Alexander, ball tipped away. But Anastasia runs it down. She's got it now after passing off to Little Sister. Brings it back straight away now. Up top, gets a pick to the foul line. Turns, spins in the lane, puts it up, is fouled. Coach Rashad Hayes not in agreement with that. The foul called on Massey.
You know what I think he's really mad about? That they didn't just put their hands up and let her shoot. They had to reach in.
Free throw, no good. by Anastasia Hayes here at the Steve Martin Construction free throw line. You'll score every time with Steve Martin Construction. They'll work with you to build the home of your dreams. 904-9639. Second one is buried by Anastasia, who now has 20. Riverdale by three, 46-43, a minute 55 to go in the third.
Going back to man-to-man now, and I think those threes have prompted that.
Kuykendall flips it over left side to Cooks. Cooks drives. They're going to call a push foul on Alexis Whittington. Second foul on her. Fourth Riverdale team foul. It'll be out of bounds. Kuykendall to Washington. Back to Kennedy Kuykendall, 5'4 sophomore guard. To the left wing spot. Cooks has it there. Back up top. And firing up the shot. No good. But the rebound is Stewart. Stewart snuck in there that time after the Massey three attempt. Riverdale by one. Aislinn Hayes has it now. Long pass over. Whittington layup. Good. Amanda Whittington. Well, they didn't get back that time. Let's have more of that.
Good pass there by Aislinn, too.
They had plenty of time. Three-point Riverdale lead. Left wing, Washington. She's going to drive, turn, spin, flip it back out. Nice catch there by Stewart. 56 seconds. She brings it out near midcourt. Maybe work for the last shot here. 46 seconds. To the foul line. Stewart flips it out. Left side, Cooks. Drives. Lost the ball. Out of bounds. Off of Riverdale. 39 seconds. A steal and a bucket here would be very, very sweet. Cooks looking to trigger it in and does so to Washington. Ball almost tipped away. They get it back to Cooks. Goes baseline. Puts up the shot. No good. Rebound, Anastasia Hayes. 30 seconds. Anastasia down the floor. Weaving in and out of traffic. Goes left side. Hurls it up there toward the goal. Almost went. And now tied up or a foul on Riverdale. It's a foul. Foul is on Amanda Whittington.
Well, I think Anastasia was really wanting to pass that ball, but they blocked off Whittington trying to get to the outside and had to go up with it.
I think she was thinking there was going to be enough contact to get the foul call and why she put it up as well to be able to shoot two free throws, but didn't happen. Now Central has it with 10 seconds. It's Massey up top. Over to Cooks. Cooks with three, with two, drives. Has it blocked, but it still goes in. Cooks with 15, and Riverdale has a one-point lead going into the final quarter here of this state championship game. Gold ball on the line when we come back right here on News Radio WGNS and State Farm Prep Basketball.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is, and at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we've built. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at stevemartinconstruction.com.
There's nothing more important than home, family, and the ones you love. At MFA Oil Propane, we couldn't agree more. We're honored to deliver the best, most reliable, and affordable propane so you can relax and enjoy the important things. Get your propane when you need it from those who are safety trained and ready to protect what matters most. Give your family the best with MFA Oil Propane. Go to keepwarm.com to learn more. That's keepwarm.com for ways to make your life easier.
I'm State Farm Agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Tonight's game brought to you by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, First Bank, John Jones Real Estate, Claiborne and Taylor Insurance, and Toyota of Murfreesboro. And I realize I'm really messed up with time. It's just 2:15 in the afternoon.
It is, but it's kind of dark in here. They've got the shades pulled here at the Murphy Center. It's going to come down to this final quarter of girls basketball in Class AAA. The last two teams surviving, Riverdale and Memphis Central. Riverdale has a one-point lead. They have led 19 and a half minutes of the game. Memphis Central has only had a lead about 3 minutes of this game, but they are too close for comfort right now. Riverdale ball. Aislinn Hayes left wing to Anastasia right wing. Looking in. Last quarter of her high school career. Back around the horn. Deep left corner to Alexis. Passes off, gets it back. Now to Aislinn. Aislinn, the ball tipped around. It's on the floor. Loose ball. She picks it up. Now Whittington for three. It's no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Stewart. And here comes Memphis Central. They haven't led since the first quarter. Stewart drives the lane. Missed the shot. Rebound tipped around. Run it down there, Brene. It's not. It's run down by Cooks. Floater in the lane. No good, but a foul. And reading Brene's lips, she said, get her off of my back.
That's exactly what I was going to say. They've not gotten that call tonight.
Cooks at the charity stripe for the tie. Yes. So we are tied now for the second time in the game, 48-48. 7 minutes, 21 seconds to go in the game. Memphis Central with another free throw for the lead. Shot it. Got it. They outscored Riverdale 20-16. Now a holding foul. Now, if they're going to call that from there, that was on Bennett, Montoria Bennett. Maybe they're starting to see that. We'll see. Whittington to Whittington. Alexis to bring it down. Over to Aislinn Hayes. To Alexander, back to Aislinn. Right wing, left wing rather, to the right side to Anastasia Hayes. Penetrates at the elbow. Shot good. And a foul. Don't know if the basket's going to count or not, though. Yes, it is. Just got the signal from the man in stripes.
She just was determined to go to the basket. And again, that move where she could split two defenders and went up, and the continuation got her the basket.
Riverdale back up front, 50-49 with a free throw to go, and it's good. She's got 23, and that one from the Prentice also heating and air free throw line. They'll work with you to give you the highest product, highest quality products and services at competitive prices. Prentice also heating and air. 51-49, Riverdale by two. 6:55 to go here in the final stanza. Up top is Massey. Massey works it to the right side now. Passes over left wing to Cooks. Now a three is up and good by Washington. She has been wearing it out from over there. Central by two, by one rather, 52-51. 6.5 to go. Anastasia Hayes between the rings. Takes it left side. Glides in there. Shot bounces twice. Won't go. Rebound. Here's Massey with it. Ball loose. They run into each other, and Anastasia Hayes steals it up the floor. Whittington layup. Good! Alexis Whittington with five. And Riverdale back up by one. Cooks, deep left corner. Now Washington drives. Foul on Brene Alexander. Going to put her at the charity stripe.
Alexander got there just a tad second too late. That could have very easily been a charge, but got there a little late.
Alexander picking up her second personal foul. Jaira Washington at the charity stripe hits the first to tie us up at 53.
I hate to say this, Brian, they don't miss free throws much either.
Nope. Right now, they are 9 of 11.
There you go.
Thanks for the jinx. Tied at 53, missed the second one. 6:08 to go in the game. Hayes, and now a timeout, Riverdale. They take a 30-second timeout, and we will step aside as well with 6:03 to go, tied at 53 in the championship game.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street, across from Toots.
Bell Jewelers, Murfreesboro's crown jewel.
Toots. Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurants. Sign up today for our email club and our birthday club on our website. You can go to toots.com, fill out some quick information. We'll send you gifts and specials and information about Toots throughout the year.
Good food and fun.
You you can visit us at Toots.com and see these specials, or just give us a call at any of our locations. At Broad Street at Medical Center Parkway, on Church Street at Veterans Parkway, or on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Amanda triggers it in to Anastasia, now to Alexis up top. Alexander pops out. Now Anastasia drives, gets in the lane. Finger roll, it's good. Anastasia now with 25. Huge basket, Riverdale by three.
Need a stop. Need a stop or two here.
Kirkendall with 5:39. To Massey now, straight away. Looking right side, comes this way. And they're going to call a foul on Alasia Hayes. Reach in. And that will put them at the free throw line here now for 1-1.
Both teams in the bonus.
Bianca Massey, a senior, takes one dribble, bend to the knee. It's in the air and no good. Rebound, Alexis Whittington. Outlet pass here to Anastasia Hayes. Hayes, top of the key, glides in there. No look pass over to Alexander. Now back up top. Alexis over to Alexander, right side to Anastasia. Out near midcourt. 55-53 Riverdale. Anastasia looking over the three, now stops and pops, and it's no good. Rebound, coming out of there with it is Little Sis. Alasia now to Anastasia, drives the lane, a foul.
Big. This is the moment of the game where you got to hit some free throws, Brian. This is where every one of them counts.
At the charity stripe is Anastasia Hayes.
That was a huge rebound by Alasia Hayes, by the way.
Oh, gigantic. Free throw, good. 26 for Anastasia at the Toots free throw line here. Wings, burgers, salads, you name it, they've got it. And it's all at affordable prices at Toots. Online at Toots.com. Three local locations. Second one, oh yeah. 27 for Anastasia Hayes. 57-53. Let's get another stop. Stewart. Fadeaway jumper, no good. Rebound, Whittington. Amanda over right side to Alexis. Good grief. This is a physical game, I'm telling you. Anastasia Hayes walking it up the floor now, left side. Takes it back up top. No, goes to the left. Gives it to Alexis. Now gets it back at the left wing. 4:32 to go. They're reaching in. Bounces it over to Alexander. Alexander, 4:25. Back to Anastasia. Washington. Getting all the boo birds out here from Riverdale, I'm telling you. In the deep right corner. Alasia looks over the shot, doesn't take it. To Anastasia with 4:10. Now they foul her. They call a jump ball. Oh, my. There's going to be a mutiny here.
I'm kind of shocked on that one.
Listen at the crowd. They didn't like it. Neither did I, frankly. 4:10 to go. Media timeout. Riverdale, 57. Memphis Central, 53. Memphis Central basketball when we come back on State Farm Prep Basketball.
We have four core values at John Jones Real Estate. They're pretty simple. First one, tell the truth. If you tell the truth, you never have to remember what you say. Number two is take responsibility. The third one is help people. Just be a servant. And then lastly is try to get better every day. That's how we run our operation. That's how we try to deal with our clients.
Community.
Integrity.
Honesty.
Tell the truth.
Take responsibility.
Be accountable.
Strive to get better every day.
John Jones Real Estate.
This is Dr. David Hopkins. In 1992, I established Northfield Medical Clinic, and this is how I developed a winning team.
On offense, complete preventative exams, including Medicare and Women's Health. On defense, Northfield Medical will shut down your illness today. And special teams, referrals to Middle Tennessee's top specialists are quickly arranged for you.
Northfield Medical is open 6 days a week at 234 West Northfield, right in front of Domino's.
Walk-ins welcome or call for an appointment, 895-6995.
DirecTV by Intersource.
Andy DeGraw talks about the difference between calling them and calling the 800 number.
They typically run about 6 to 8 days. You call us and we're going to be able to get you switched over, taken care of, white glove treatment, usually within 48 hours. We're faster because we're right here locally handling all of it. When it comes to service, call us and things are going to get handled quicker.
Intersource.
615-815-1800 and online at intersource.tv.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services.
This is Brandon Craig with Craig's Tax Service. We're proud to support all Rutherford County athletes.
Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We've been serving Rutherford County since 1988.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
We're just off Memorial Boulevard at 142 Heritage Park Drive.
Once upon a time, my Stones River Mall invited all the children to prep basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Final 4 minutes. A three put up, no good by Massey. They got the rebound. Washington shot, no good. Rebound, who comes out of there with it? It's Alaysia Hayes. They're mauling her. Timeout, Riverdale. And Coach Kaufman is livid. And I don't blame him. It's bordering ridiculous right now. It's a 30-second break. We'll keep it right here. Riverdale maintains possession. Alaysia Hayes got the rebound, and there were three white jerseys all around her, slapping, grabbing. We don't generally say much, but this is, wow. Anyway, our coverage brought to you by State Farm agent David Wilson on South Church near Indian Hills. Get to a better state. Thanks, John, fanning me here. State Farm agent David Wilson, 893-9898.
And the announcers need a 30-second timeout as well.
They're going to put me in timeout in the corner. 57-53 Riverdale with 3 minutes 52 seconds. Length of the floor to go for Riverdale High. Anastasia Hayes with the inbound to Brene Alexander. Now back to Anastasia, looking at full court pressure. Alexis Whittington, double team, flips it back over to Anastasia. Splits the double team. Now back to Alexis. Alexis to the foul line. Flips it over to Alexander. Now she brings it back up top. 3:30 to go right now. 57-53 Riverdale. Here is Alexis Whittington looking in, looking around. Takes a few dribbles. Needs some help now. Got to get rid of it and does. Finds Anastasia Hayes. Fakes the pass inside to Brene. Passes off left side to Alexis and gets it back there on the right side. Playing catch with Alexis now up top. Alexis, 3 minutes, 5 seconds. Takes a few dribbles, gets rid of it. Alexander pops out to help. Now Alexander in some trouble. Handoff pass to Alexis. Now to Anastasia. Anastasia takes a few dribbles, goes left side, now brings it back over. Passes over right side to Alexis. 2:48. Brings it out near midcourt. Memphis Central coming out to guard now. 2:40. Alexis drives, gets in the lane, kicks it back out. Anastasia fakes the pass. 2.5 minutes on the clock right now. And a foul. You're kidding me? You'll call that? Listen to the crowd.
Oh. I thought they are standing.
A standing ovation. Going to the free throw line is Anastasia Hayes. Boy, these are going to be critical. Beeman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat free throws. Missed the front end. There was a horn, an inadvertent horn. Now Riverdale late to get back. Cooks missed the front end of the 1-1. 2 minutes, 20 seconds. Washington, top of the key. Passes off to Cooks, right side. Riverdale needs a stop. 2:15 to go. Left side, turning, spinning. Firing the shot up there is Stewart, no good. Massey with the rebound and put back. Her first bucket of the day. Riverdale by two. 2 minutes, 2 seconds. Alexander in the backcourt. And Whittington. Whittington going to bring it down. Passes over to Alexander. Alexander the runner. No. Pulls it back out to Amanda Whittington. To Alexis at the foul line. Now they reach in and a timeout called by by Riverdale. It is a break for us here. Riverdale with the ball, leading 57-55, a minute 49 to go in the game. Stay with us. We'll step aside for 30 seconds and be right back.
Martin's Home and Garden is known for its 5-acre nursery and garden center on Northwest Broad Street. But inside the garden center is a local gem. The gift shop at Martin's has a wide selection of preserves, local honey, garden flags, mailbox covers, and doormats. Plus, you'll find beautiful jewelry and accessories and the largest willow tree figurine selection in three counties. Visit the gift shop inside Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas. Locally owned and operated here in Rutherford County since 1982.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Press Sports on News Radio WGNS, brought to you by State Farm Agents Jenny Allman, Monty King, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, and Andy Womack. And it's got a nail-biter here, 57-55, Riverdale leads Memphis Central. Brian is... calm down again. We're ready to go with a minute 49 to go in the game.
Amanda Whittington to inbound. Finds Brene Alexander. Minute 45 to go. Riverdale by two in the ball. Brene, the handoff pass to Alexis. Now to Aislinn. To Anastasia. All up top. Anastasia in the lane. Gets in there. Fouled. Center to the free throw line. Brianna Cooks picks up the foul. Riverdale at the charity stripe for two the rest of the way. This one, two shots because it was a shooting foul. Shot it. Got it. 28 for Anastasia Hayes. Fans heating and air free throws. They've been in business since 1966. Alton, we have no fingernails left. Second one good. Anastasia with 29. 59-55. Riverdale up. Minute and a half to go.
Need another stop. Need one more stop.
Janae Stewart with the ball. Stewart at the foul line. Backs in. Now flips it back out. Massey looking over the shot. Nothing there. Minute 20. Here's Stewart. Foul line. Kicks it back over in the left corner. Washington for three. No good. Rebound. Hayes has it. Hayes double teamed. In trouble. Need some help. Timeout, Riverdale. Coach Kaufman onto the floor to call the timeout. 59-55, Riverdale ball, minute four to go.
Boy, he's going to have to call a timeout because they're not going to be, never mind.
I'm getting my blood pressure medicine out. Give me a 30-second break.
I might get suspended.
I don't know. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Behold, Little Caesar's deep, deep dish pizza with more cheese.
But where did they put it?
In the crust.
Yes, they added over 3.5 feet of cheese right in the crust.
Cheesy crust, cheesy crust. They put it in the crust.
It makes something great even better.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
Pizza, pizza.
Get your cheesy stuffed crust pizza now at Little Caesars on Memorial, Rutherford Boulevard, and Franklin Road.
Pizza, pizza.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Tonight's game brought to you by, well, this afternoon's game, brought to you by Thompson Services, Animal City, Bell Jewelers, Music World, Drummer's Den, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Stones River Mall. 59-55, Riverdale leads, a minute four to go in the game.
And the good news, they have the ball. Length of the floor to go. Moving right to left, Anastasia Hayes. Baseline near corner. Looking to inbound and does so. Gets it to Alexis Whittington. Back to Anastasia Hayes. A minute to go. Anastasia with 59 seconds. Works it over to Alexander. Fouled on the floor.
You know, that one, we may have gotten a break. Really. I thought that was going to be an offensive foul. And I thought maybe even a walk.
Two shots for Brene Alexander. Big ones. At the Intersource free throw line. Shot it. No. Rolled around the rim. Hung there. and then rolled off. Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Call DirecTV by Intersource, 615-815-1800 for fast local service. Need it.
Got it.
Brene Alexander with 9. Riverdale back up here by 5. 60 to 55, 50 seconds to go. State championship on the line. Janae Stewart drives in the lane. Floater is no good. Rebound, Alexander. Brene, another big board, and now they clobber Alasia Hayes, and she's going to the free throw line with 36.9. Listen to this Riverdale crowd. Need some big charity tosses from the Freshy Frosh. She strolls up there. All 5'6" of Alasia Hayes. No rebounders for Riverdale. Two shots. Alasia shot it.
Got it!
It rolled around. There was suspense. It finally fell through. Three dribbles, 4, 5, 6, a spin in the left hand. Shot it. Got it. This one not leaving much room for doubt.
Pretty good for a freshman, wasn't it?
Ice in her veins.
Yep, hit two crucial free throws.
Like she's done it for 4 years. 36 seconds.
No fouls.
Here comes Washington. Foul line. Floater in the lane. Good. And a timeout called by Memphis Central. 30.7. Riverdale leads 62-57. 62-57. Riverdale's ball when we come back on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Jacqueline Webb King with Webb Aesthetic Plastic Surgery and Med Spa, where expertise meets artistry.
From your first moment inside Webb Aesthetic Plastic Surgery and Med Spa, you can see and feel the difference. Dr. Shane Webb is a board-certified plastic surgeon right here in Murfreesboro who works one-on-one with our patients to achieve the kind of results only a true artist can attain. With world-renowned cosmetic training, you can expect only the best in plastic surgery and med spa experience. Please visit our website at drshanewebb.com. Webb Aesthetic Plastic Surgery and Med Spa, where expertise meets artistry.
I'm State Farm agent Andy Wama, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on News Radio WGNS, brought to you in part by Beeman Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, Donut Country, and Little Caesars Pizza. And Brian, all I can say is I'm glad I took my heart medicine today.
Oh, really? Isn't that the truth? 62-57. Just a touch over 31 seconds, or 30 seconds. Now a foul.
I don't even know that she touched her. Bennett picks up the foul. She just breathed heavily on her.
Well, I'm certainly glad we've got two shots. I mean, this really helps.
Takes the pressure off in a big pressure game.
That only took .2 seconds, the foul there.
The lead is 5. Would really love to have these two free throws. Anastasia Hayes missed it. Went into the cylinder and scooped back out. This one is big because it would put Riverdale up by 6. I did hear Coach Kaufman yell out, no threes. Shot it. Got it. 30 points for Anastasia Hayes. 63-57. Here's Washington, glides in the lane, threw it right into the hands of Alexis Whittington. 22 seconds, and there's the foul with 20.9. Anastasia Hayes going back to the line.
Well, sometimes in a big game, something happens you don't expect. I didn't expect that gift right there.
You know, that was wrapped with a nice, huge, big red bow. Well, let's make it cardinal. At the free throw line, it's Anastasia Hayes.
This place is, all of a sudden, got really quiet, didn't it?
It's about ready to erupt. If we can survive another 21 seconds. Free throw is no good.
Well, this one is a bit, this one's important. You know, I mean, this is,
this would put
it
up by 7. Yep. It's good. It's good. Anastasia Hayes with 31. 21 seconds. Clock running.
Really don't have to do much here.
She backs in. Massey over to Cooks. 12 seconds. Left side. 3 ball by Massey. No good. Rebound tipped out. Anastasia Hayes has it with points. 6.6 on the clock. Listen to the crowd on their feet now. Anastasia Hayes going to the free throw line. She is going to add yet another accolade to a storied career at Riverdale today, and going to will her team to a state title. Two shots for Anastasia Hayes. First one, good. 32 now, 65-57. This was a war. Second one, good. 33 for Anastasia, 6.6. Washington with four, with three in the lane. They play no defense whatsoever. The shot is good. However, the Riverdale Lady Warriors are winners. 66-59. Riverdale is your 2017 Class AAA state champion. They go back to back and add a national title on top of that. Riverdale undefeated at 34-0. Lady Warriors of Riverdale High, state champions again. Make it six. We'll take a break. Coming up next, it is the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air post-game show.
Parks Auction, we handle everything.
You have a staff that comes to your home. They tell you what to do. They walk you through it. It's been my experience that what I thought I should get for my home, I got much more for it.
Visit our website at parksauction.com.
Parks Auction, 896-4600. Stan Vaught and the Parks Auction team are proud supporters of local high school and MTSU sports.
If you need concrete work done, who would I call? Dan Franz Concrete. Here's why. He's local. He attended Walter Hill Elementary, Oakland, and MTSU. He served our community as a school resource officer for 9 years, and he's involved in the community.
This is Dan with Dan Franz Concrete, wishing all Rufford County student athletes a great season. Study hard, play harder, and be safe.
Dan Franz Concrete is a licensed and insured residential and commercial concrete construction contractor serving Middle Tennessee. Check out danfranzconcrete.com online to see some of their work.
Health is having the strength and passion to make your life more meaningful. At Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, we want to equip you with great health so nothing limits your dreams. 20 specialties, over 70 physicians, but one focused purpose: your health. Convenient, caring, and here for you. Your health is our mission. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic, mmclinic.com.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Basketball.
FM 100.5.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
It's the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air postgame show.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, let the Ring Pro professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street keep your home or business comfortable year-round. We service all major brands and in most cases offer same-day service. Call us today at 615-890-1311. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air, your Ring Pro partner, heating and cooling contractor on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Now for in-depth game coverage, let's join the WGNS Primetime Sports Team.
Welcome back. Riverdale is now a six-time state champion. Winner 66-59 over Memphis Central. And John, leave no question about it. This was an absolute war today.
Well, it definitely was. I'm telling you, it just unbelievable how they had to fight, and particularly on the boards. And I just got to tip my cap to Memphis Central for one thing. They really played an excellent game, and they had eight. I have them with eight threes today in that game. Shot really well. Shot 43% for the game, but it was really the fourth quarter where they really didn't get a lot of shots off.
Right.
As Riverdale took up so much time. I thought it was a great strategy by Randy Kaufman to kind of hold the ball, which is scary against a team like this, but he kept the ball out of their hands, and I thought that was a great strategy.
Riverdale won the first quarter by one, won the second quarter by four, lost the third quarter by four, and win the final stanza here 18-12, so they win that one by six. And that was the biggie here today. They're announcing the Class AAA Girls All-Tournament Team, All-State Tournament Team. And the applause there because Brene Alexander makes the All-State Tournament Team. Riverdale is going to place four on the All-State Team. Amanda Whittington from Riverdale is an All-State. Also, Brene Alexander, and boy, that is well-deserved. Alexis Whittington. So the two Whittingtons, who would I be missing? Oh, Anastasia Hayes.
Yeah.
She is the tournament MVP. She had 33 today. Emily Beard and Kaylee Rosenbaum from Dixon County. Destiny Wells from Houston. Jaira Washington, Janae Stewart, and Brianna Cooks from Memphis Central on the All-State team. And, John, no question about it here, I don't think. There is Anastasia coming out wearing her state championship hat. Loveless Fine Photography, player or players of the game. It's got to start with Anastasia Hayes today. She, if there was another level, she took it there. I mean, she put this team on her shoulders today, bum, ankle, and all.
She certainly did, particularly in that fourth quarter when they had to have someone to show some leadership, and she did. And let's not forget, she's probably about 85% healthy. I don't think that ankle is 100%, but I do know this. You really couldn't tell it by the way she played, and they've talked about how hard she's worked to get that ankle into playing condition, and boy, that's just something special with somebody like that.
Just got a tweet from Anne-Marie Brentz, Anne-Marie Lanning, saying, proud for Riverdale, back-to-back state champions. You know, you're really the one who got all this started, Anne-Marie, back in 07. So that's cool to see. Riverdale has won now six state tournament titles, and no doubt about it, Anastasia Hayes today, our Loveless Fine Photography player of the game. As the official photographer for many of our local schools, yes, Loveless takes individual photos, but here's something you may not know. If there's a school event, Loveless is probably there. Sports, choirs, plays, homecoming, band, prom, graduation, state tournaments. Yeah, the list just goes on and on. You can view the memories that they've captured online at lovelessphotography.com. There are lots of galleries there, so spend some time discovering all the photos and pay special attention to Gallery 2 and 3. That's lovelessphotography.com, 615-890-1558. They're on Clark Boulevard between Memorial and Highland. John Midas of Murfreesboro keys to the game here today. They hit some crucial free throws down the stretch, and Riverdale's going to look back at this and not their best free throw shooting day, but they did go to the free throw line 26 times, 18 of 26, and I think they had a chance to go many, many more, but didn't, but they made the most of the time that they got there.
Well, you know, I'm going to go back to what I said earlier. Randy Kaufman got the lead. He sat on the ball, really, and forced them. It took about 3 minutes, if you totaled it all up, 3 minutes off of the fourth quarter. They only had about eight shots in the fourth quarter. And as hot as they were, the way they were playing, kind of changed the momentum around. Riverdale got the lead back, and then they hit their free throws, like you said. Just a great job. And I'm going to say something about Randy Kaufman. I thought he did a great job coaching this team. In this state tournament, regular season, everything, it's hard to go undefeated without a target on your back. And he has faced two or three really opponents where they were down. And he did today. Stewart's Creek, when they beat them by, what, two, I think. It's not been necessarily an easy road for them. But, boy, undefeated is just so much to say, and congratulations to him. And I've never seen him so animated as he was today. But he gets to retire another white shirt for another year.
Well, that's your Midas of Murfreesboro keys to the victory. Midas, your one-stop shop for brakes, oil change, and all of your auto repair needs on Broad near Northfield. Trust the Midas touch. I think Darren, we're going to take the final timeout after we're done with our coverage here. I want to make sure we get back to get some post-game comments to at least get those at online at WGNSSports.com. So, John, you'll take it away here on the final game stats here. Riverdale, a winner, 66-59.
All right, the stats brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography. 33 points for Anastasia Hayes. Alexis Whittington had 5. Renee Alexander with 9. Amanda Whittington with 11. Aislinn Hayes with 2. Jalen Holcomb with a big 3. Alaysia Hayes had 3 points. For Memphis Central, Washington with 20. Cooks with 17. Stewart with 14. Bianca Massey had 2. Brittany Ivory with 2. Eva Bailey had 4. Team stats, Riverdale out-rebounded Memphis Central 30-22. They shot 55% for the game, 23 of 42. They had two threes. 21 of 49 for Memphis Central, 43%, but 8 threes kept them in this game today. Riverdale 18 of 26 for 69%. Memphis Central 9 of 13 for 69%. Riverdale had 8 turnovers. Memphis Central had 5. It was 16 to 15, a 1-point lead at the end of the first quarter. Riverdale led by 5 at halftime. Led as much as 12 at one point in the game, but Memphis Central cut it at the end of the third to 1 point, 48-47. Riverdale hangs on to win it, 66-59. Those stats brought to you by Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies, and Loveless Fine Photography.
Well, John, it has been a great run for the Lady Warriors. It's been a really great year for girls basketball in the state of Tennessee. We take a few days and come back, John, to the boys state tournament, which will be next week, and the Oakland Patriots are here for the first time in 10 years, and they were a frequent state tournament attendee for many, many years. It's been a while, and I know the Ozone is ready to get back here.
Yeah, and we wish them a lot of luck, and Troy Bond, who's done a great job with that team as well, and hope they get a good run here in this state tournament. Maybe, who knows, bring one home for Oakland.
Would be awfully good. Riverdale finishes at 34-0. What an amazing year in girls basketball. And John and I, when we walked in, we talked about how spoiled we are to get to do all of these, not only just state tournament games, but to come in and expect to win. And there was a lot of expectation here on the Riverdale girls, but they came in and got the job done here in this girls state tournament. And John, with Anastasia Hayes being the lone senior on the team, I would say the expectations are going to be really high on them for next year.
They're going to be, and there's going to be a bunch of teams looking to knock them off, and yeah, they're going to be really pressed because there's a lot of good quality teams in our district. There's a little team down the road that lost on Wednesday here, Stewart's Creek, Oakland girls. You know, I'm going to leave somebody out, so I don't want to mention everybody, but it's going to be still another great year in district basketball with girls.
Certainly will be. Well, John, I guess we will see you back here on Wednesday as Oakland comes in, and looking forward to that.
We've got the same time.
I think.
Yeah,
11:30. So we'll be on the air shortly after 11 or so on Wednesday. Want to thank Darren Hobbs back at the station for his hard work. Don't forget, stay tuned for the Blue Raider men's basketball contest in the CUSA championship game as they take on Marshall. And hope you'll join us for that as well coming up later this evening. John, it's been fun. We'll see you next week.
Okay, sounds good, Brian. See you then.
For John Dinkins, for our producer, Darren Hobbs back at the station, I'm Brian Barrett. Riverdale state champions again. 66-59 final. So long, everyone. Until the next time we meet at the game.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Prep basketball on News Radio WGNS with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and the Primetime Sports Team. FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, streaming worldwide on WGNSradio.com and on our iPhone and Android apps. And always at the game. A game. A game. A game.